This is probably the most unique and most commented on part of the garden that we're in now, which is actually two gardens. There's the reflecting pool, which I'm looking at now, and behind me are the hedges, which we call imaginatively the hedge garden. And the pool is a rectangular pool taking up the whole space pretty well of one of these rooms that we've made, and is very dark. And it's very dark for two reasons. One is that it's lined with butyl liner and it's only 7 inches deep, and it doesn't look it because we put a black dye, an organic black dye, in the water. So it looks infinitely deep and reflects everything around it beautifully. And because of the whole intention was to do reflections, we built one of our benches along the back of the pool with the same waveform top to it as we've used elsewhere with toperizing the hedges. And from here, people have often said it looks like a whale. It looks a bit fish-like. And we can always tell when visitors reach this part of the garden because we hear shrieks of laughter, because people start taking pictures of each other upside down in the reflecting pool. And they play in the hedge garden, because what we have created is a series of hedges. All of these hedges are cut into waves and they read against each other if you're standing at the pool looking up, like their waves in a kind of Captain Pugwash. Not many people will know Captain Pugwash, Captain Pugwash way of theatre. It's quite theatrical.
And in one of the spaces in the hedge garden, we've added, rather with some considerable difficulty, a stone which is engraved with a quote from T.S. Eliot. And the reason for this stone and the quote is that at some point, having spent a lot of time reflecting on the people who used to live here for generations and the lives that they lived and the history of the place, it suddenly dawned on me, as it probably does all of us at some point, that one day we would be part of the history and somebody would be here thinking that this was their garden after we're gone, which is quite a shocking thought. However, we need to face these realities, and so this stone is an acknowledgement of these realities. It has the dates on when we arrived and our names, and some space for when we depart, and space underneath for other people who may follow us and think that we're history. Charles mentioned the bench on the other side of the reflecting pool, which is a nice big long one for everyone to sit on. I designed these benches specifically for me, because most benches that I find myself sitting on, and indeed chairs, are not designed for people with, unduly short, but they're actually designed for men with longer legs. And so these benches are all quite low, which means that my feet are securely on the ground, and people with longer legs can put them stretched out in front of them, which is fine. And there are also these benches, which we have several of in the garden, are deep front to back, because that makes it very comfortable to lean back, even though it's at a right angle to the seat. So I think they're a triumph, and they're big, and everybody can sit down lots of times when they're going around the garden.